Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined today by Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday.
That's right. What day is it? It's actually Tuesday for us.
I threw you off, didn't I?
But we're going to air it on Wednesday. You guys are listening to us on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Elgin David.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And yeah, this is our second show of the week. If you're here yesterday, or you can go back to our last episode with me and John Levine, we basically argue about, you know,
everything.
He's defending Hillary Clinton fainting and lying about her condition.
Did you see that thing weekend at Hillary's?
Yeah.
The weekend at Bernie's? Was that the greatest fucking thing?
Well,
did you see that?
Yeah.
Does it matter that if she's not well, is it, would it be, you would, in rational man thinking, you would think if somebody, when's the last time you saw a presidential candidate faint?
When's the last time you got undressed in front of one? A long time. John Kennedy, when did John Kennedy, he fainted in Maryland?
You're still trying to save that stupid
joke?
No.
When John Kennedy fainted.
See how he
fainted,
dances now? You know, one laughs and he realizes.
John Kennedy,
oh, you took
fainted.
Your clothes off in front of somebody and made him faint?
No.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious,
no,
Peter.
No, dude, when like a John Kennedy, when one of these broads on a campaign trail probably fucking, I'll bet he fainted a few times. Trust me.
I don't know. John F. Kennedy was a fucking
stud,
dude.
Right.
Why would he faint?
From all these chicks
from
fucking
draining that much?
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course, right.
That's going a long way.
Well, no, they also said he had some shit wrong with him, too. Did you read that? There's a whole lot of stuff going on.
I don't know. Well, we're talking about Hillary. And, you know, it's you know, naturally concerning when you see that happen to anybody.
Right. Mm.
And, oh, it's just pneumonia. You know, and then she apologized that the campaign should have been a little more forthcoming. And John's like, they wouldn't do that because then Trump would be all over it. And I'm like, you say that like the other candidate wouldn't do the same fucking thing under any other same circumstances. You know, and I get sick of like, don't get mad at somebody because they say something, right? And then you sit there and do this, you know, this logical argument about why it's okay for you to do it. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I'm like,
listen, that's the old thing of you know. What's good for the goose is good. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. It's not important.
It isn't.
Anyway,
listen, she's got a brain tumor. Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
you knew that. We talked about it Sunday. I mean, yeah.
Hey, Hillary's all right. She's gonna be fine.
Listen, she fell on her head in 2012. She got some kind of a blood clot. They said they got rid of it. She's probably got. You know, she also has that sleepy eye like Will. She looks a little like Will fucking, what's his name? Will the Rock the House.
Lewis. Oh, yeah?
She's got that Will Rock the
House. She's got a lazy eye.
she's always coughing all the time.
Now she's coughing, and I think that's the emphysema or gonorrhea, one or the other.
Yeah.
She's got something.
That's from sucking Bill's cock.
Yeah, or, you know.
You
don't know where it's been.
Yeah.
she sucked it once. So so you think this is like you said, I didn't think about that. I didn't know that she was coughing a lot.
Yeah.
That's something that they reported.
Oh, last week? No, they even had they're doing
she had a coughing fit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and now there's memes on the internet that show all like a compilation of all the pictures of her coughing and then the words on the meme say when even you are allergic to your own bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, John got a little miffed yesterday when I said she probably fainted from all the deceit and like dead, you know, the skeletons, their bones that are falling out of her
right
closet.
Well, that plus that they're going to discover soon that she and Bill had, you know, JFK Jr. killed. You know that.
Well, we talked about that, and there was people at Whitewater that died.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story that the woman who was supposed to testify with the flowers, you know, the sexual
Jennifer Flowers, yeah,
that was supposed to testify for her because she was in the car with them.
Right.
And she witnessed this kind of shit. She ended up dying of some sort of mysterious suicide.
Wow.
Right. Right. And she was the kind of woman that was like, there was no reason for her to kill herself.
Yeah.
She had shit, you know what I mean?
Well, they keep saying all these doctors are dying all over the place.
I thought somebody posted a meme on Facebook. What there was like an ambulance, or there was a van on fire,
mm-hmm.
and somebody said the Clintons just had the news team that filmed her fainting.
it was on fire.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw that.
They fucking eliminated
her feet were off the ground. You know, she was.
Oh yeah,
dragging.
They were dragging her in there like a puppet.
Yeah. She looked like a mannequin.
It was Weekend at Bernie's. So like that meme.
They did that.
Is
but first
perfect.
Of all, that meme was great, but they did a video of it. Where they did the from the movie and they did like they,
oh that's just, funny.
It was really
all right. Here's
funny.
A question I want to ask both you guys: which visual is more damaging to the candidate, Donald Trump, when he's making fun of the guy, the reporter that has the epilepsy, whatever the disorder?
Wow. You know?
He said, "I don't remember," whatever, and
right?
Or her fainting.
Definitely Donald Trump making fun of that dude.
That's more damaging, yeah.
Yeah, because you can't make fun of Hillary for fainting. I mean,
but you did
no,
laugh.
But, no, but I'm saying, no, you're not, it's not about, but you got to say, here's the president.
Right.
The person that's going to be the president of one of the most powerful countries in the world.
No, I get that.
You know,
yeah,
now
no,
all of a sudden
she's
walking around going,
right.
I fell and I can't get up.
Right, let me ask you something.
Then you got to worry about the fucking vice president.
Here's a different question, boys. Which one did you laugh at?
I've laughed at them both.
Yeah, both.
Did you? I laughed at Trump. I didn't. I know that I laughed at Hillary. I would have laughed if I could see her eyes rolling in her head and some spittle coming out of her fucking
mouth. Yeah,
she
started spewing the truth.
Right.
I knew everything.
Right. You know, this is God's way. Somebody said today, in my office, said, you know, this is God's way of showing her that this is, you know, you got to fucking.
Yeah.
Because they're going to strike her ass dead. I swear to you, this is a, you know. Okay.
She's not going to make it.
Listen. And but here's what happens
to
next.
The presidency.
Do you boys?
She's going to win and not get to the. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you boys know what happens? First of all, if she
are you calling us boys?
If she can't get elected, okay. If something happens between now, but
if she loses the election,
not loses. If she's got to pull out of this race because all of a sudden they find out that she's got encephalitis. Do you know who gets to run against Trump?
Who?
Bernie Sanders.
That's what people are saying.
Because he had the most electoral votes after that. So, you know.
That would be interesting.
Now, if she gets elected and she checks out, it's the VP.
Yeah, right.
So, who's the VP?
That's what I was saying. Who's she running with?
Guy.
I don't know.
That guy looks like a high school principal.
Yeah, what's the name? Is it Vince Neil? Something like that. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, just in case.
Vinny Barbarino.
Yeah.
Hey. He's the principal. What was the name? That little guy. What's his name? Woodman.
Yeah, Principal Woodman.
Principal Woodman. You know what?
Kinda.
I'm watching reruns of some of that shit, and it's real. You were too young, man. Did you watch
Welcome Back,
Welcome
Cotter? I love that show.
Yeah, I saw it the first. So, Dougie, did you see it the first time around or in reruns?
I saw it when I was a kid, so it had to be real time.
Yeah.
I had to see it reruns.
Yeah.
Most likely Nick at Night or something, yeah.
You know, and you look at, first of all, the biggest
thing. I was around when the T-shirts came out. Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Right,
yeah.
My brother had that T-shirt.
Right. The wild thing is, you got two guys dead on that show. You got
Perlman. What's his name?
Well, the prince is dead, but two guys in the Sweat Hogs. You got Ron Hedges, who played the Spanish guy.
Epstein. the Puerto Rican Jew.
He's dead?
Right. And then the other guy.
Hey, I'm a Puerto Rican Jew.
Right. And the other guy. Oh, Mr. Cutter!
Yeah.
He.
Oh, Mr. Cutter.
He was great. He actually taught
who
drama.
Was what was his name again? On the show?
Oh, shit.
Horshack.
He was teaching drama.
Donald Horshack.
I think he was teaching drama at the Dreyfus School of Performing Arts in West Palm Beach.
He died, too?
Yeah, he died like 2 years ago.
Did you
and not before he got his ass kicked
by
one of those celebrity
by Dustin
boxing.
Diamond. That's what I was going to say. You
celebrity
saw that?
Yeah, he kicked his ass. That poor guy.
Screech.
He
was
turned. It's bad when you're watching a fight and people walk away. Yeah. They're like, they turn their back.
He came out. You know, he came out as gay.
So that's why he fought like a pansy. Is that what you're trying
to
say?
He fought like and then he has a huge black eye.
He got fucked.
He got destroyed by Screech of all people. But I mean, Screech.
You ever see him at New York Comedy Club, Dustin Diamond?
I've never seen him perform live.
Oh my God, was he terrible? He was so.
I've heard he's gotten better. In all due respect to
the
comedians,
really. Well, I wouldn't put him at Tavolino Delano. You know, but
we're not going to pay that much money for him. He wants a certain amount of money.
And he doesn't deserve a penny of it. is just.
Well, all right. You know, I haven't, like I said, I couldn't tell you. I've never personally seen him. I've gone on, I've only gone on, you know, what people have said.
Right.
And what I basically understand, he was not very good, but then, yeah. But he's a draw.
Right.
Which, as a comic, I would trade that right now for any type of talent. You know
no,
what I mean?
Wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I would. Yeah, I think at this
funny.
Moment in my life, I think I would take, because I know how quick I would probably learn, you know, or try to learn that. If I took away the last 9 years.
Learn what? How to be a draw?
Like, no. Like, in other words, if you took away the last 9 years of experience on stage, and all of a sudden, you know, I had 1 million Twitter followers, Instagram, and I had a YouTube thing going nuts, and people I could sign up, I go to any comedy club, you know what I mean? I would probably trade that.
And not be funny?
Well, I would find, you know, I'd find something.
You know what? That's like that movie. What's the movie with Meryl Streep now?
That's interesting.
She's the opera singer at sold out Carnegie Hall. You know about this movie? I forgot what it's called. Meryl Streep stars in this new fucking movie. It's supposed to be great. She's going to win an Academy Award. This is a true story about some woman.
Okay, Siskel.
Some woman in the third. Well, I called Ebert and he didn't return my calls.
Yeah.
Now. So, anyway, so. This woman in real life was extremely wealthy and had wealthy friends and was like some fucking thing and loved opera but couldn't sing for shit.
Right.
But somehow she got a recording, made a record, and she got, you know, and I guess everybody was just, I want to see the movie because I had friends.
Can you finish a fucking thought?
No, it's funny because here's it's what you're talking
right,
about.
Is it just me? Is he saying something?
No, I'm waiting for
him to say something. He keeps like, you know, she was this and
too
she
much show
and she,
prep. No, listen, here's what it is. It's what you're talking about, the fact that
hey, who's
going
to roll the show?
I'd rather trade, you know, trade fame for you know, give up my talent.
Well,
I wouldn't say
don't want to just do it for fame. I would want to do it because of that.
The following.
But then of course, then you're right. You're stuck with that situation. Now you're about to get in front of 300 or 400 people in a show and you're not even prepared.
Elgin, what's the difference between fame and following?
Fame and following? Well, no.
Except for the gerund.
No, they're the same thing. Same
right.
thing.
Exactly.
Same thing.
So, because when
well,
you have
there's
when you have a following, you have become famous. Famous that you have fame. Okay,
they kind of go together.
Agricola. It's from the Greek,
right?
Famous,
but okay.
Having fame.
Okay,
but it would. I don't know. It would suck to have that fame, but then nothing to back it up. Like that's what bothers me about a lot of people who are famous now, and they have these giant followings, but. Why did they get famous?
A great example.
They made a porn, a sex tape.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's great because, like, for example, Matt Fernandez, who's going to be on the Wise Guys comedy show at Tavolino's Wednesday night, along with Eric Da Silva, he's got a huge Twitter following.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, dude, I look at the guy; he's got like 300 retweets. I'm like, motherfucker, that's you know what I mean. But one of the tweets he put is he goes something about Larry the Cable Guy, right? Oh, I wish I get it. But he basically said, "Fuck." Go to his fucking tweets. But it basically was like, saying this is like all the years that he was considered.
Don't
a comedian.
Ever tell me that I'm not saying something
yeah,
to
listen.
The point and saying something.
Well, I forgot. You just wander.
Okay. Oh, really?
So now he's in a little Twitter battle with Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh shit. Well, that's famous. Well, now you.
Well, that's
now,
a guy.
Well, that, now you're attaching your hook to somebody really famous.
No, what I'm saying, you have a guy like Larry the Cable Guy who made it big in comedy,
right?
Because like, he even said to him, he's like, I'll compare my albums and my in my how much I've made in this industry compared to yours right now, if you want, and kind of, right. But made a point. But you're right. Here's a guy that a lot of people think Larry the Cable Guy really wasn't a comedian, and I personally think anybody who got on stage and had that kind of following.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, how can you?
It's redneck
humor. How can you
deny?
How can you? Well, you think that's what it was with him? You think Larry the Cable Guy was just the average person, kind of like the Trump following?
Larry was what? There are 8 different things.
Well, that's what it was. By the way, he said something like, "If you follow, you know, saying you follow Trump is like being a racist. You can't be categorized." That's like the same time when somebody says, "You know, they considered him a comedian," something like that.
Oh, okay. Listen, the thing is, there are 8 things that we appeal to us as human beings. You got empathy, sympathy, and all that shit. Now there's
a hierarchy of needs. Is that what you're talking about?
And there are people in the advertising world that reach out for There's something called Just Plain Folks, all right, which is Larry the Cable Guy. Then there's the so-called expert, which would be Robert Young, who plays a doctor on TV, who's doing a coffee commercial telling you how bad caffeine is for you and you should drink Maxwell House because, you know.
Yeah, so, Marcus Welby, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Now you look at what I'm saying. These guys did commercials, and now Larry the Cable Guy relates to the average guy, and there's so many average guys. Look at how big this country is, how many cities there are versus how much farmland, countryside, suburban areas, you know. And if you go through the South, Dougie, you've been touring it. You just came back from West Virginia, right?
Right.
How many Larry the Cable Guys did you fucking see?
Yeah, well,
huh? Did you go to a rest stop? The Cracker Barrel and have fucking breakfast on a Sunday morning? You see 50 Larry the Cable Guys.
It was funny because I was wearing my Ancestry.com T-shirt the whole time.
Get out of here!
Yeah, I didn't. I sold three of them the last night.
Did you?
And it was funny because you tell that joke in West Virginia, and that you could tell, you know. But I had the best simple comeback was like, I noticed many of you aren't laughing. That's probably because you've been somehow personally affected. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
And everybody, you know, better laugh now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to seem like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. And you see somebody poking the other person in the front, this guy poking his chick in the front. They're talking about you, Martha.
I was excited, though, because I did some new stuff and I got to work it, and the tags just crushed.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, here we got a new joke. But it's dirty, unfortunately.
Can't tell it on the internet radio.
I don't, you know, I told it yesterday on the show. You can go back and listen to it on the show.
Okay.
But it's my cock ring joke.
Oh, you told me that joke. That's very funny.
My new merch. I'm going to start selling cock rings.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's going to order the small.
Right.
They'll order a medium. And then next thing you know, they'll be sitting there, like, sticking, like, sugar packets.
No, you take a Band-Aid. Band-Aid and wrap it.
And take it some napkins or something, like you're trying to level a table.
Like, you ever get a ring? You ever get a ring and you lose weight? Yeah. Well, and you take a Band-Aid and you wrap the Band-Aid around the ring in one spot and just keep wrapping it. And when it gets to the point where it's like, you tear off.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And that keeps your ring from sliding around.
Yeah. By the way, here's in all fairness to Matt Fernandez, that fat Hernandez, not that he fucking needs it, Larry the Cable Guy is upset that people are calling him racist. Now he knows how I feel every time someone calls him a comedian.
Oh, jeez.
That's, you know.
That's funny.
And that got 202 retweets.
I think you had a better line. You were away 2 weeks ago.
I'm only getting like 10, 8, you know, type of retweets.
Hey, you got to start somewhere, man.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But I just start, I got to do more thought stuff than just, hey, here's come out to the Seminole Casino in Coconut Creek, Florida on September 23rd for our first Deuces Wild comedy show.
Here's what I'm thinking all the time in virtual form.
Yeah.
Welcome to my Twitter.
I want to think of something creative.
I don't ever use Twitter.
You're not a Twitter guy?
I have one, but I don't ever. I do exactly what you do. I post like videos, and it's a retweet of my video from Instagram or something.
Right.
Or it's me saying, hey, watch this.
By the way, I saw the videos of you doing this little state. You know, I was a little concerned there. Did you have your hand in your pocket?
I did.
What the fuck, dude?
What the fuck? What? See, I knew he was going to say that. Yeah,
he had his hand in his pocket. You're on national television.
Yeah, so what? Come on. My hand wasn't in my pocket. My hand was on my waist.
You're talking to a guy who just got back from from.
He's just jealous because he can't reach his pockets anymore.
In West Virginia, listen, he just got back. He's an expert. He just got back from West Virginia. Please, he did a comedy weekend.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I didn't even make it into the Mardi Gras challenge. Right. So.
Right. London Lee got in. He's been dead for a year and a half. They let him in.
That's so funny.
They don't let you in.
Any rate,
do you want to continue with what you were saying, or
what? Who was saying what? Are we? Everybody's looking at their fucking phone. I'm trying to have a conversation here.
We had a great conversation, so you got into it.
You're saying you just got finished watching my videos.
Yeah. So
and,
there's a lot of women in the audience. That was fun, right?
Yeah.
How much time actually aired? I only saw the clip.
They actually put it's 4 minutes,
right?
You know, I think I did over 10.
Wow.
Total, and they put 4 in it?
Yeah. Hmm. But it's a real, I like the way they put it together.
Are you happy with the 4 minutes they put in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you think they took your best 4 out of that 10?
I think that's what I just
asked. I don't think that they did.
Oh, that's funny because that's not what you asked because he answered you yes and he said to me no.
All right. Well,
no, I don't think that.
Pay attention to your show.
It's great what they did put together. And I think it's also, I'm happy.
I think he's just kissing MTV's ass a little bit.
Well, if you let me finish, I'm going to say.
Are they listening?
Go ahead,
Tom. I'm happy what they left out because it leaves me with a lot of more material that is actually.
Still fresh, not used.
Still fresh. And also it segues into a lot of my story and bigger bits and stuff like that. So it's cool. I'm very happy with the way it came out.
And worked out well.
Absolutely.
Right. Wow.
And I'm actually, I'm on tomorrow night on Wildin' Out.
That's when you're competing. You got to come up with
my first
songs
episode is going to come on tomorrow night.
Well, you're good at that, right? Yeah, I was watching the show, and it was from the previous season. But I said, I think I imagine you getting up in there, just making up shit and rapping.
Absolutely, coming up with funny songs on the spot and just improvising things like that, freestyling, rhyming. Yeah. It's pretty easy, and it's fun to do.
Wow,
it really is.
That's great. Well, yeah, I'm going to be in some places, by the way. I'm going to be in Vasani's on the West Coast in Port Charlotte next week.
Port Charlotte.
Thursday through Saturday. It's a very great room.
What's it called?
Vasani's. I had a comedy theater in Port Charlotte.
I had a great veal chop there.
It is
the best.
You ever eaten there? You have eaten there?
Excellent.
When you come up to the building, what do you see?
Well, I saw a valet guy.
I mean like the building. What does it look like?
Oh, it's white brick. It's like a stucco bright brick.
What does the building look like? I'm going to ask you one more time, and I know you don't know what you're talking about.
It's a one-story long, beautiful brick building with a green canopy that comes out into the street.
No, it's like a castle. It has a castle look to it.
That's across the street.
You would remember. You would say. That's where they play golf.
That's a white castle. Oh, I'm thinking a white castle.
Yeah. It's a great place.
Is it a castle?
It's kind of got that design around the edges, you know, to make it look like a fortress or a
castle.
They
got flags and
a tie-in. Yeah, gun turrets? It could have been. I don't know about the gun turrets.
Turret.
Now,
does it look like, you know, it's the St. Augustine, where you went to college, has
the fort.
That's fucking a great place to hang out, isn't it?
Minda and Dan were going there, right, because she was going to perform at Jackie Nights. And I said, go to the fort. It's cool. You know, it's right there by the Bridge of Lions, right by the bay.
Mm-hmm. Shove her in a cannon.
And you know, I said, go. And I said, you know, while you're there, film, because try to find all the places I banged chicks in college. Because the fort, when you lived in the dorm, it was co-ed. You know, it wasn't co-ed. You had to mail
sneak out.
So you had to find places. So, yeah, you take the girl. Hey, let's go walk, by the fort, you know, and then you find a little dark area corner there.
Right on the cannon.
Even if somebody comes by, you can somehow hide in the shadows. You're like ninja fucking.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's funny. I was watching some porn of public sex.
Yeah.
But it was funny. This particular one was people getting caught.
Right.
And this guy was like on the boardwalk with this chick. And you know, they're going at it. She has her panties. She's holding them off to the side or whatever. He's kind of half dressed too. They're going at it, and then all of a sudden he's like, sorry. I guess somebody walked up behind him, and he just turns around, and he's fucking a woman. He turns around, and he apologizes to some stranger. It was the funniest thing.
Right. That's funny shit.
The balls on this guy, literally. And just be like, you know, sorry.
Yeah, pardon me.
like, you know what I mean? Like he sneezed or something.
Like Sinatra.
Or something.
Like Sinatra fucking some broad on the beach.
Yeah. You
know? It was hilarious.
I don't know if that's Sinatra.
He was snapping.
You ever have sex in public?
Yeah, man. Quite a few times, actually. I had sex with a woman on the upper deck of Yankee Stadium during a New York Yankee Detroit Tigers doubleheader. Hey, that's funny. Doubleheader.
Okay.
And this chick sat on my lap. In the upper deck, I was a vendor at Yankee Stadium for 5 years when I was a kid, and my girlfriend met me at the game, and
this is amazing.
I brought her up to the upper deck, and we were sitting there watching. I fucked her there. Where else did I have sex? I had great sex.
Now hold on a second.
On New York City subway.
All right, hold on a second. We'll get to that one. But so you were a young guy, teenager?
Yeah, I was 17
when you were working. Okay.
Yeah.
And was she wearing a skirt?
Yes.
There obviously were no cameras back then.
Mini skirt, no underwear.
What is a camera?
There's an artist
point?
Drawing the action on the side.
No, they had cameras. It was 19...
Please.
I'll tell you when it was.
They didn't have cameras like they have cameras now.
1973, 74.
They couldn't spot your little cock all the way from the fucking dugout.
All right, so
you said let's do this. So you're up on the deck and she just sits there and bounces up and down for about 2 minutes.
Almost like she was sitting on my lap. And
She wasn't like bouncing.
Back,
she was,
right, that back, that front, forward and
yeah,
back.
Yeah, she was doing
that,
the grind. Boy. The grind move. Yeah, that's a hard one to withstand, not blowing a load.
Yeah, I got
when a girl starts
something.
Grinding.
Wow, when you get like, that fucking, and she was, you know.
It's like your dick wants to tap out.
Oh, boy, it was a nice.
There's only so much that can take of that grinding.
But, yeah. But I was a young buck 17, man. I was, you know, yeah. a happening kid.
So that's awesome.
It took 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, well actually,
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, and you should have seen us during, when they played the national anthem. I actually had to stand for that, and my cock and arrows.
Yeah,
yeah. We both stood.
You stood up, and she kind of leaned forward.
Well, she had to. Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, all right. So the subway.
The subway was a beauty because this was in the middle of winter, leaving Manhattan. I had an employment agency in Manhattan, and I placed this chick named Margaret. I won't use her last name, Weiss. And she worked at Hearst Corporation. And this chick, she was like 10 years younger than me and a great neck, wealthy Jewish chick, you know, 4 inches taller than me, who had the most banging body. She had a pretty face, short hair, and no boyfriend, and loved to fuck. And
really?
Oh, my God. And,
those are always good ones to have around.
Oh, Christ. You know, she'd bang me in my office. She'd bang me. But anyway, it was middle of winter. We're going out to my apartment in Forest Hills, in Jamaica States. We're on this packed subway, man. I mean, fucking packed.
Yeah.
And we both had, she had this long.
I thought you were going to say
overcoat.
You both had the same dress.
No, she had a long coat on, you know, big long coat on. I had a suit on. I had, you know, a heavy overcoat, one of those tweed fucking.
Yeah, like a
you know,
bad
like
weather
a Berber,
coat.
Like a, no, I had actually had a Burberry, or whatever it's called.
A Burberry?
Berber, whatever. So anyway, yeah.
Burb.
So Burberry, or a pea coat, whatever. Pea for penis.
Get
so,
to the fucking
make
story.
A long story short, I was rammed up against her. She was backed up against the pole at the end of the train, one of the cars. She backed up against it, her back's against it. I'm like crushed against her. Now I'm getting a hard on. You know what I mean? I'm getting fucking wood. So she like reaches under my coat, like unzips me, starts jerking me off. Well, I reach in between her thing and I rip her fucking panties over the side. I just move her coat over and wham, I'm fucking this chick standing up on the train. Like this, you know? Which I'm talking about, and there's people like next to you,
well,
like
no,
shoulder
saw you
to shoulder.
You said she was towering over you.
Right, you're shoulder to shoulder, man. Shoulder to shoulder. Fucking people all around.
And you just think, they just
where
think
else?
The jostling is from the train.
And then the beach, of course, 1,000 times.
Yeah,
you know?
But that is a go-to move here. And as a young teenager in South Florida, you go to a lifeguard stand.
Now, did you ever do it on the stand or under it?
I did it in it.
Both? Oh, in the, oh would, so you broke into the...
You'd go
oh.
on the Pompano Beach. They were like, you'd climb that little ladder.
Uh-huh.
And you'd get into that little, I don't know, 2x2 type of...
Right.
Little lifeguard stand. It kind of had like a little area there.
They didn't have doors then back then? They just had the opening. They just had
yeah,
the,
like a little opening.
Oh,
and it was like, so you can like you could sit in there.
They should
could,
have some
and the girl
guy
could sit on you, you know. And,
they should have a pimp. They should have a guy downstairs like...
Renting it?
What's his name in Taxi Driver? What's his name who played... Oh, man, that great actor who was also in...
In Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
Harvey Keitel.
Right.
Yeah.
Keitel downstairs like this, going down. What's up, Chip? What do you want?
What was his name in that movie?
Oh, fuck. That was so great. My brother-in-law discovered him.
Get out of here.
I
really?
Swear to God. I'm telling you. Yeah. My brother-in-law cast so many people.
All right, so can we...
Misty Spacek and all kinds of shit.
So what happened? Did you finish that?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Man.
So, listen, I think it's exciting... In public.
Where have you done it in public?
Is well, the most recently was the wife and I at the restroom at the at the Ocean Manor.
Right. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It was late at night. We were partying. We were having a good time. Oof. Going in there. Brought her in there into the handicap stall.
Well,
you know, like,
her English isn't that great.
You know what I mean?
You're not handing up. Try to have a conversation with her.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hi, everyone.
Elgin David.
Yeah, what's up?
And now we're going to come back with some top stories and finish the show with some straight from the headlines that'll make us laugh amongst all the misery. We'll be right back.
You got it.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Elgin David from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. If you guys like TV, if you guys like comedy, and if you have cable, check me out on Wild and Out every Thursday, 10 p.m. on MTV. Well, maybe not every Thursday, but hey, I'm on there. Check it out. Peace.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida. Peter Leonard's here and Elgin David.
Yeah, that's probably the best song you ever put on.
Who was that?
By the way. Who was that?
Who that?
I don't even know who does that song.
The Cali Swag District.
Oh, yeah?
You know, yesterday was the anniversary of your boy Tupac Shakur.
Oh, was it?
Dying 6 days after being shot by a rival gang. You know what Tupac backwards is, Elgin David?
What is it? Kaput.
Put. Yeah.
I'm not a big, you know. Listen, that's not my genre. I'm not a rap guy.
No, me neither.
The only song I could tell you I think I like was him when Ice Cube, California.
California,
no doubt about it. That's a good song. Great video. Other than that, you know, I don't have his T-shirts.
Hey, have you guys seen that? Oh, by the way, dude, pull this up right now, man. You seen Kanye's new video with the black chick?
Yes.
With the in the gym?
Yes.
You seen that, Dougie?
No.
You have to see this video.
Oh boy, you got a chick wearing nothing. This black chick who looks like just a fucking she stinks of sex. That's all I can say, right?
Well, that's not very appealing.
No,
it's like
she just
looks like a cheetah.
Right.
She looks like a black
like a thoroughbred.
Jaguar, right?
She's built for speed.
Smoking.
Fuck, and yeah. Then she
but she's moving like you would not believe the moves.
Moving.
And she is
moving.
Naked?
No.
She has this.
She's wearing like an athletic outfit or something.
No. She has a G-string. She's got a fucking thong on. So it disappears in her ass. You know that. It's gone. You don't see it. And she's twerking at the end and bang, humping the
she doesn't need
thing.
To be naked is the point. It's,
yeah, oh boy.
It's,
you kind of imagination fills in the blank.
Oh, it is suggestive
to fill
as
something
all
in, boy. Yeah.
Mm. Well, you got to do something besides look at Kanye. Are you a Kanye West fan?
Yeah, I like Kanye.
Yeah?
I can't stand him.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
I like Kanye's music.
Right. You don't like him.
I don't
though,
know him,
person.
Really, but I don't like some of the things he says sometimes.
Is that
some
music?
Shit he says is cool.
See, was that real or fake between him and Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
Is that promotion?
It could be contrived. I mean, a lot of the stuff is in media.
Do you
who
think
knows?
They need the? Do you think he needs that publicity? Or
yeah, that, I think one? He's. I think that. I think he's. That's what he does. I think he tries to do whatever he can for publicity.
Mm.
Capture
it's,
the
it's
brand.
It's manipulating the media.
Yeah. Marrying that big ass broad. They have a TV show on every day, five times a day on some cable station.
Right.
You know, now they gave the sister-in-law, the Rob, the brother of the show, Rob and his.
Oh,
this,
God, I can't. Who's that girl, China? Black China that's with
Black
the.
Black China, yeah.
I don't even know what that's called.
Did anybody in that family have a.
That woman looks. She looks more put together than like a 1970 van.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Like, you remember the 70s vans had the paint,
stripper.
The tires.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got the side, you get the big, like the fender extenders.
Yes.
You get the fucking side pipes.
Yeah.
Right?
Like a Cheech and Chong van.
She's
yeah. you know what I mean? You do that van up. That woman looks like something that was, you know what I mean? Her cheeks, her face.
I saw a video the other day of a girl. Like, I don't know. Why do they do this to their ass? They have these giant asses that come out, and then their legs are skinny little twigs. It looks so. It just doesn't match.
Yeah.
The proportions are way off.
It does, yeah. Man.
It
looks
like
it looks like there's two candy apples.
Yeah.
On a stick.
Now here's even the little Jenner kid. She's with.
She looks nothing like. She looks nothing like. She's with Tyga. She's with Tyga.
Yeah, she's with Tyga.
But she looks nothing like she did when she was like a teenager.
Yeah, she's had some
enhancements. Come on.
Yeah, she had her boobs done. She had her ass is. As big as her sister, almost.
Lips,
you know.
Face.
Listen,
everything.
I don't care. I don't care what kind of, how good your surgeon is. When you do a lot of that shit, you know, maybe tits. You can get. I mean, you know, believe me, good surgeon. You can look at them things. I always feel a certain way, but you know, they had look really nice unless you have a bad boob job,
right?
Where it looks like somebody
3 feet apart.
Yeah, it looks like there's like two levels of it.
That's fucking terrible.
Yeah, like there was one girl who used to dance with Cheetah 3.
Or you get nipples that are looking different ways and shit.
Mm-hmm. There was a girl at Cheetah 3. They went out like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you know, you felt bad because she was she had a nice. I'm like. She was so like her her body. You're like taller, like 5'7", long legs, perfect long. I'm like, what? Why the fuck would you? You know what I mean? Now you put those things on there. You know what I mean? It's like again, a car. It's like getting bad rims on a Mercedes.
Right. Yeah.
Like what the fuck? And I don't know. But when people do shit to their ass, you know, add stuff. When you wake up in the morning, you know, and they're laying in a certain way, it's like, you know, you look at it and you could tell it's fake.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine anybody being able to like, oh, man, I can't believe this woman I'm with is fake.
Right.
And how does it hold up over time, man? Like, you have to get that shit readjusted or, you know, looked at. There's no way that is gonna look good 10 years from now.
Yeah. I mean, eventually everything else is going
to
fall.
Listen, boob jobs, they say, like 15 to 20 years afterwards, you've got to go in and get them readjusted.
Oh, you have to get them replaced.
Gravity.
Yeah. You got to get them replaced, too.
It's like your testicles. Wait till you see what happens, Elgin, 20 years from now.
Yeah?
You wake up kicking those things like I do every morning.
Pendulum?
Yeah. Fucking unbelievable. Like Doug, you know what I'm saying.
It's like playing croquet.
I look like a fucking Great Dane from behind. Ridiculous, man.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Trust me.
No, Elgin does.
Well, you know.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no one does. Peter, you know, you fucking pervert. All right, let's talk about some top stories, by the way, folks. First of all, I happened to catch it because I think it followed Jeopardy.
Well, don't give it to me.
But Dancing with the Stars was on, and there's a few people on there. Like, there was a real weird moment where the Marsha from the Brady Bunch.
Right.
Yeah.
And Florence, what's her name?
Henderson
was in the audience.
Really?
And they hugged, and it was really awkward. Did you see it?
So they don't like each other.
You can tell there was the hostility there, but they're like, oh, I love her. Well, like, you know what I mean? Why?
Right. Oh, I love her.
And then when they hugged, their faces were like, don't touch me.
Well, you know what? You know the story.
Well, she used to bang Greg, right?
Yeah, the oldest son.
Right.
The mother.
And Marsha wanted to fuck Greg. Is that what happened? It was a love triangle?
She probably did.
And then he found out he was banging
Maureen
the mom, too.
Her name McCormick, was Maureen McCormick.
Yeah.
She lived in Manhattan. My friend was pounding her. She lived on East 86th Street.
Oh, was he pounding her?
Yeah, he used to fuck her. And she was like 17 years old. She was
my buddy's pounding
real
her.
Slow.
Yeah. That's classy.
Yeah. He's pounding the shit out
She's
of her.
She's on Dancing with the Stars. And my friend from Brooklyn is the pounder.
The pounder.
Manhattan.
Oh, Manhattan. Sorry. That's how I listen.
Yeah. Well, she was on there. And of course, they have that one model, that black woman that's huge, the bald one. With the big tits and ass too, Rose something, I don't know.
Rosemarie.
Amber Rose.
Huh. And boy, she's, I mean, woo.
Amber Rose is black?
She looks black. She looks mulatto.
Is she? Google that, please. Someone Google it. I want to know.
Doesn't
is Amber
matter.
Rose? No, I want to know.
But she's a big, like, when she's dancing, she's huge. Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, she's a big woman. It'd be like, you know.
Who do they have her dancing with? Max?
I think so.
I don't know. I never watched that show one
I don't know.
Time.
Listen, sometimes it's fun. Like, and also the guy, the former governor of Texas, Rick Perry.
Mm.
And he looked funny dancing.
I'll bet.
You know?
Okay, Amber Rose, by the way, is biracial, and her father is of Irish and Italian descent, and her mother is of Cape Verdean and Scottish descent.
Hmm.
Wow.
A.K.A. she's not black.
She said she's biracial. Did you say?
It's biracial, Irish, Italian, and something else. That's not.
Yeah, but she's still black. That's you're talking about nationality.
What's your skin look like?
She's like I'm telling you, she's like mulatto. She's you know.
She like high yellow.
What?
Elgin, ever hear that expression? High yellow.
No, she's hot though. Look at her. She's hot.
There's no picture.
Yeah, she's a sexy big sexy woman.
Oh, that's right. After the chemo.
No, she's bald.
Why is her fucking hair so short? See, I don't like women.
You wouldn't, if you're having sex with her, you're a married guy. You wouldn't have to worry about her leaving your hair all over your fucking bed. Like, whose long hair is this?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I like to grab, but what do you grab her?
Her ears
when you're fucking getting a blowjob.
Yeah,
come over here.
Those handles.
I like the hair. I like to wrap that mane.
You know
in
who else
head.
Is on the show?
Who?
Vanilla Ice is on the show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
How cool is that?
He didn't stick the one English guy who was like. You know, you didn't do as much of the moves.
There wasn't enough cha-cha in
there
for me.
There wasn't enough cha-cha in there for me.
Did he lose?
And, no, it's just the first week. There are votes and stuff.
He's not going to lose. No way. He did way better than a lot of people who did.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, isn't Ryan Lochte
Ryan,
in there?
This story, by the way. Ryan Lochte. I guess there was a little...
Oh, two people rushed the stage.
Yeah. It says here, bizarre off-camera incident near the end of Monday's season 23 premiere.
Ooh.
cast a harsh shadow of fear over what is typically an uninhibited two-hour joyride. Dancing with the Stars fans held their collective spray tan-infused breath as two men wearing anti-Ryan Lochte tees rushed the stage during Judge Carrie Anna Anaba's critique of the Bad Idea Olympian's Foxtrot.
How'd he do in his Foxtrot?
I didn't see that. I didn't bother.
Oh, I didn't see it.
He looks a little stiff.
I don't like him.
Hmm. Yeah, he seems, you know. Our friend John Levine says he looks like a spoiled, like one of these guys who suffered from.
I'm going to ask you boys, you fellas, a question. Ready? If Ryan Lochte, who do you think, in your opinion, is going to have a tougher time? Or, well, one's already past that, but which was bad for someone's image worse? Was it Ryan Lochte with this bullshit, with the ripping the poster down and lying about it? Or was it a couple of DUIs for Michael Phelps? What do you think? How'd you feel about Phelps when he got the DUIs and the party and the weed?
I think the it's definitely Lochte.
Yeah, because one is
it was a public forum. He was there in another country representing our country, acting like an idiot. Lied to the authorities.
Okay, now, what if Michael Phelps had killed somebody in a DUI?
Now, why are you going to say
different.
What else? I mean,
that's different. What if all day?
It's a DUI. Because it's still a DUI,
What if Michael Phelps fucked an alien and...
What if all of a sudden that show poster weighed 3,000 pounds and fell onto your fucking head?
I'd be happy right now because I'm very suicidal.
I mean, come on. Listen, he's right. You have one situation where most people have either been involved with, or it's a human thing. But Lochte's just a douche.
You ever peed outside?
Yeah, I peed outside.
You peed outside.
Yes.
Okay. You did the same thing he did, man.
What are you saying?
He peed out. That's all he does. Pee outside. Somebody ripped a poster off a wall and they got caught. And he lied about it. Big fucking.
You said all he did was pee, but then you throw in somebody ripped a poster off the wall. In other words, these guys went into some bathroom at a gas station, thought they were we're Olympians. We could do whatever the fuck we want, and acted like pricks, which represent our country.
They look like self-entitled little brats.
Right. They look like a bunch of fucking assholes.
And then only that, they lied about it and said they were held at gunpoint. Yeah. They were robbed.
Somebody else tried to say,
"Woe me." And it was the boy who cried wolf. It was bullshit.
Good. See, I'm glad you took that position.
Kudos to host Tom Bergeron for maintaining his composure and to security team for its swift handling of the potentially violent, not to mention offensively inelegant protesters' T-shirts. Hmm. And this, the most glamorous setting in the universe. The whole thing is just despicable. Shame on the most misguided rabble-rousers.
Hmm.
This is a case where somebody just wants to kind of get on TV.
Yeah.
That's filmed live, I guess.
What did Mr. Blackwell have to say about their shirts?
He wasn't one of the judges.
Oh.
So.
Hmm. Who are the judges of that show, by the way?
What, Dancing with the Stars?
Mm.
It's,
this one is Carrie Ann Inaba. It's hot.
And there's that old dude.
Yeah, the English guy. And
that other guy, the little.
Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno.
He's funny.
Bruno.
I love the way you move.
I give it a 7. Yay! Yay. He's very
animated. He was a backup dancer. I saw a video of him. He was in I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
Oh, really?
He was one of the dancers dancing all over the
I think he's
in France.
He's probably kneeling.
Okay, there.
I'm still kneeling.
Okay, Trump voter.
Yeah.
There you go for that. And by the way, it's very good news to me. Wells Fargo is a company that I used to work for.
Right.
And now that everything is done and settled, basically a client accused me of something that turned out to be something completely erroneous.
Uh-oh.
And recanted everything, but nonetheless, I no longer work there. Mm. And, like I told you before, there were signs when you worked for Wells Fargo that there's a writing on the wall. Like, you ever had a job, you realize things are turning for the worse. Things don't look like...
You can feel it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, Wells Fargo is a great, strong bank. They're well reputable. But when you work for them... they're like, okay, we're going to pay you the same amount, but you got to be able to do this, 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 and this, and this. You got to reach these goals every 3 months, every quarter.
Mm.
And then you're being watched. Anytime something's low, you get pushed in this. Oh, you got to be on a fucking conference call. Yeah, that's what I need. I got to get more production, but I got to get on the phone every morning at 8 o'clock and have a conference call with somebody. That's what they do to the people at the bank. You guys heard about the big conspiracy, right? What happened? Mm-hmm. Not conspiracy, about the big thing that they found out, they had hundreds of thousands of fake accounts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right, set up, right, just to generate, like, they're doing so much banking.
Right.
You know, there's so much going on. And that's what you got to do. And when you're pushed to the wall, you know, that's what happens. And that's, guess what? The upper management, the people at Wells Fargo, the ones who come up with all this shit, they know what's happening. They run it, and they try to milk it for all it's got. And guess who gets fired? All the fucking employees involved.
Yep.
Right? So fuck you, Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of pricks.
You think that now? That's obviously fraud. Do you think somebody will?
Well, that's the thing. Greta Sustin put something on. It was a video I saw where she's like, "Look, here's another case where it's something again." There's, you know, you talk about you want to sit down during a national anthem. You know, there's fraud. You know, these are people in fiduciary positions, and you know I love that word. I'm a fiduciary. You're expected to be trusted.
Half of that.
You know, you're in a fiduciary position, and they know they're fucking the shareholders. Because any types of fines that are paid aren't paid by the CEO. They're not paid by the upper management. They're paid by the fucking shareholders.
Yep.
It comes out of the company's. It comes out of the company's tills, which affect the end line numbers, which the stockholders eventually pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these fucking people know. You know, Strump, that fucking CEO, that's up there. The writing on the wall was, there were some of these things you see. I was like, oh, here we go, and then. They wanted me to bring all my $1 million clients. All my clients at over $1 million, they wanted me to introduce them to private banking.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Hey,
you want me, so you can put your fucking talons into my clients.
No thanks.
You know, that if I want to leave or if you guys kick me out, I'm like, hey, we're going to keep, not only we fucked you, but we're fucking now your clients.
Mm-hmm.
That was the writing on the wall.
Right. Bastards.
And, but, one of the,
all that money was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah. One of the, one of the big investors, of course, is Warren Buffett in Wells Fargo, big holder.
He just opened up his Margaritaville, didn't he?
No, but he hasn't. That's Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a big difference between Jimmy Buffett and Warren Buffett, although Jimmy Buffett's pretty loaded, from what I understand.
Yeah.
He did pretty well with his Margaritaville.
Yes, he did.
Right?
Well, that's
I mean, how successful
and
financially
is in paradise?
Right. I mean, but, you know, the restaurants, his, the whole thing.
He's a billionaire. He's a fuck, man. Jesus.
In 1991, after the wheels came off the bus at Salomon Brothers amid a bond trading scandal, Warren Buffett traveled to Washington to testify before Congress. Berkshire Hathaway, his big conglomerate investment firm, had become the biggest shareholders in Salomon 4 years earlier when the investment banker bought it. But he's not coming out now. No one's hearing about what the fuck is going on. About 25 years of the day, the new rock scandal with Wells Fargo. Well, Berkshire Hathaway is a big shareholder. While the wheels haven't come off Wells Fargo, it's safe to say that lug nuts loosened a bit. Good, fuck them. I don't care.
Bastards.
I wish I hadn't finished paying off my debt to them recently.
Fuckers.
You know, I was always trying to write a bit about this because people say, you know, like it's good to talk about like what happened. Like I was a financial advisor, right? For them,
I wouldn't bring anything up.
What? But shut up, dick shit.
How's that bode for your clients now? Knowing that kind of shit, you don't want that shit out there.
There's everything that happened. That's the point. Like,
I know, they
tried to spin everything. Right. They said terminated for this thing they accused me of, which the client ended up recanting. So that never happened. It was just him. He was too scared.
That's the joke. That's the punch. Is that you did get away with it?
Oh, if I said I embezzled money,
yeah. You tell the whole story and you say and they recanted the story and blah blah, and then you say.
Can you believe those assholes?
Good thing, you know. And
all it did, it took me $10,000 to pay that guy for the letter.
So I'm sitting in my jacuzzi.
So I'm on my 72-foot yacht.
Exactly.
Laughing
there
my
you
balls
go.
Off.
Right. Boom.
Yeah. I got a letter from the attorney. Didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, the idea was, you know, here you are you're being accused of being unethical by a bank.
Right.
Who just fucked and screwed the economy and put us in one of the worst depressions since the Great Depression.
You could say all the fake accounts were yours. That you did it.
By the way, I used to work at Wells Fargo. I recently just closed about 250,000 of my accounts.
Right. Almeida. Almeida. Almeida.
Here's my favorite account. His name was. Here's my favorite account. His name was Almeida.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember, I said that joke about you once, and you slammed me on stage once early on in my career. And I was emceeing it. And then he goes up there and does something. And you were very large at the time. I said, the comedy team of Doug and Al Maida. Doug
and he got about the same reaction.
That was really funny. Yeah,
and everybody sided with me
Doug
again.
Doug and Al Maida.
So he bombed horribly at New York Comedy one time. I mean, he fucking, the crowd got angry. Like, they were getting angry. I mean, they were like, what I mean?
Wow.
And I was hosting. I go back on stage and I'm like, let's hear it for people. And I'm like, ooh, I'm like, and it was like, you got to change that situation.
Mm.
And I used to tell the joke, like, you know, it's great being here on a show on the weekend. It's not an open mic. Like, if you've never been to an open mic, it's like going to a strip club during the day. Plenty of entertainment. You know?
Right.
So I told that joke, which did real well. And then, we get to that. I'm like, here, Peter, ooh, I'm like, hey, you guys remember what I said about open mics? And everybody started fucking laughing.
Right,
you know? And he's over by the bar and he screams something out at me. You know, he has to have the fucking last word.
Oh, Jesus.
Can't just eat a dick on stage and just own it. You know, blames me. I can't believe you said that about me.
My last time I performed.
Yeah. I don't know.
Want me to do the story about the man robbing Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Want me to?
All right. Well, we'll this will be our lead in to we're gonna take a break and then
okay.
No, but go ahead. We'll do the story. We'll get a little tease.
Let's take a break first.
No. Let's go ahead and do it.
Oh, okay, because this really is a story.
And then we come back. We'll do the prep stories. Elgin has a story as well.
I do, and I have 2% of my battery. So let's see.
All right.
If it lasts.
Let's.
Well,
I'll tell you what. We'll take a break.
Take
an early break, and we'll come back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back. The Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight for the Headlines, where we talk about shit from around the world and make fun of it. That's right. How about I start this thing? Man broke into Ohio jail for protection.
Broke into jail?
Yeah. Let me in. I need help.
I like that.
Yeah, what was he running from?
Must have been something. I mean, how bad could it be?
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Maybe his wife.
Woman or man? Well, yeah, I was going to say.
Woman. Yeah, definitely.
In Hamilton, Ohio, police say a 23-year-old man looking for protection ran into an Ohio jail and became trapped in the facility and in the arms of a guy named Bubba. Authorities say Chad Saylor breached the Butler County Resolutions Facility in Hamilton on Saturday by climbing a pipe and then ended up sucking one. Becoming trapped in the rear of the facility and getting stuck in the rear.
Right.
Police say he then called 911 saying people were after him with weapons
and
some
penises.
Cocks.
Yeah.
It looked like a gun.
A billy club.
It could have been a gun. It was big and black. And tried to kill him.
Hmm.
And he needed to get to safety.
Wow.
And a towel to wipe the cum off his face.
Now, how did he get it? He had a phone. He had a cell phone?
Yeah. The breach came days after an inmate walked away from the Butler County Jail and was found a day later. Saylor said had active warrants and was taken into custody. He wasn't seriously injured, but will not be winning any trivia contests anytime soon.
Now, do you think that he was allowed to pick out his cell while he was there, figuring, I'll be here in a couple of weeks anyway?
Well, while you're here.
I'm here.
He was doing decoration.
I want the top bunk, man. Get the fuck out there. That's the big fight, man. The top bunk versus the bottom bunk.
Why is that the big fight?
Big fight.
You're supposed to have the top over the bottom?
Is the top bunk colder?
Everybody wants the bottom bunk, man.
Everybody wants the bottom bunk?
Gotta have the bottom bunk.
Why? I think you're just saying that.
No, seniority, man. Seniority. Who wants to climb up top?
You want to roll in the bed. You don't have to jump up in the bed.
Yeah. But also, like, you're sitting. You could sit down there, feet on the ground. You're chilling. You have, like...
Right, and nobody else
when you're
can
on
sit
top,
there. Right.
Your feet are dangling. You feel inferior almost in a way, I think. Right.
People that walk in the room, you're laying at their eye level.
You can get up easier if you need to. If you're on top, it's like you're stuck up there. You're a sitting duck.
Yeah. Top bunk sucks.
Yeah.
We had bunk beds when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
You had three brothers, though. How'd that work?
I had three older brothers.
Three
so.
Levels.
Right.
Like,
three levels. So you triple bunk
No, bed. We didn't all have one bed.
They had bunk beds.
Bunk beds.
Yeah.
No, so what do you mean?
I just think it's funny that it didn't matter. Either way, you got to jump up in the bed, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. I got to use a ladder. Are you kidding me? I got a high bed, man.
And you can never put you on the top bunk.
No.
You would win that argument all the time. You're like, I can't get on the top bunk. I can't get onto the top bunk.
Well, it's like, yeah, bunk beds. My ladder went to the first bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're so short, both bunk beds came with two ladders.
That's actually a funny joke.
Yeah, there it is.
I did grow up with bunk beds, too, me and my sister.
Yeah.
That's a good little tag, though.
Yeah.
We both had ladders.
Yeah, we both needed ladders.
You had a sister?
I still do. You want to meet her?
No, I'm saying, well, how's she?
What happened, Peter? She's gone?
I don't know. But I did have a sister pass away, also.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Now, she would have been my oldest sister. I mean, I never got to meet her. But really? It was my mother's firstborn from my dad. And she passed away. Jasmine.
Yeah. Well, while we're on that subject of people passing away.
Yeah.
This is a sad story, but another idiot story.
Mm.
Like the last story.
Yes.
A guy breaking into prison gets caught. He's got warrants. I mean, you know.
Moron.
And oddly enough, Florida man killed after asking if bulletproof vests works.
You're kidding.
No, that happened today.
What?
Yesterday.
Tampa, Florida. Police say a Florida man asking if a bulletproof vest still worked, was fatally shot by his cousin.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
God. He found it. Go ahead, Dougie.
He put on a thing. Oh, my God.
A Tampa police report says Joaquin Mendez,
see?
23, put on the vest late Saturday and wondered aloud whether it still worked. Police say his cousin, Alejandro Giribaldi, who's only 24, pulled out a gun and responded, let's see. Oddly enough, Alejandro was banging Joaquin's girl. Officers found Mendez outside the house with a gunshot wound in his chest. Mendez died at a hospital.
Oh, my God.
And they tried to return the vest, by the way, and said, look, this thing didn't fucking work. What the fuck?
You know what happened? They didn't have the receipt.
Yeah. Fuck.
They didn't keep the receipt.
Yeah, see that? That's pretty fucking stupid, isn't it?
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Hey, let's see if this bungee cord that has 3/4 of it ripped through, if this will hold my weight.
Jump off a bridge.
And actually, the stupid thing was, it really wasn't a fucking vest. It was a catcher's fucking vest.
No, it wasn't.
That's fine. It's bulletproof.
Yeah. I think that's for my dad's when he coaches
Berra.
T-ball.
Yeah, Yogi Berra used that one, didn't he?
Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
It's not a bulletproof vest, you idiot.
Jesus Christ.
According to the report, Giribaldi initially told the officers he found his wounded cousin after hearing a gunshot.
Yeah.
However, police say a witness described Giribaldi shooting Mendez.
There's always a concern when you're lying and there's like 9 people at the barbecue next door. They're roasting a fucking pig next door, you know? And this guy's saying, oh, no, I heard something. I heard something, man. I don't know what happened.
Police say the vest was found inside the house with a gunshot, so he even took the vest off him.
He took the vest off him, man.
Giribaldi was held Sunday without bond on a manslaughter charge. Hillsborough County jail records didn't show whether he had an attorney.
No. So he's going to jail for
manslaughter. He'll plead down to about 15.
No, he won't even get that. Manslaughter, reckless disregard.
8.5 years.
Because it's like he actually, some attorney's going to say they thought he really didn't think he was going to kill him because he had a vest on.
Right.
Also, so it's a manslaughter case, so a manslaughter might get 2 years.
Unless he had priors.
If they're going to find some sort of motive.
There's no malicious intent, though.
Right. If they find out he was banging his girl and he was trying to get his drug chain, you know.
What if he had a felony and shit?
He wanted to take over the payments on the Mustang.
Listen, if he had a felony and he says, this is my gun, then he's fucked. Because then you get a gun charge on top
okay,
of
Matt
your...
Locke.
No, it's on top of your... Listen, when people get out, he's got a criminal background, probably on parole, probation, either one. And he's got a fucking weapon. Boom! You're automatically back in for whatever.
Right.
Could be gone for a long time. He won't do 2 years.
All right. So you have your story prepped there.
Yes, I do.
This just in: Orlando, Florida. Orlando police are searching for a man who they say placed and paid for an order at a Taco Bell restaurant before pulling out a gun and robbing the restaurant. The robbery happened Monday at the Taco Bell at 5503 South Summerlin Boulevard. Orlando police said the man paid for his order with a $20 bill before he brandished a silver handgun and demanded money. He first spent 15 minutes in the bathroom shitting his brains out from whatever the fuck he ate. Police described the culprit, here he is again, another one, as a Hispanic man. See, you guys are everywhere. about 30 years old. He was wearing a black hat with writing on it. I don't like your food. A pair of long jeans, shorts.
Don't embellish the story, dear.
Sneakers and a gray jacket. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Line at 800-423.
So this guy got away with robbing Taco Bell. Tips.
Not really. He had to spend $20 first.
Yeah.
That's like that backwards funny? Robbery.
Well, did he get change?
You know, he ate his food, and then, well, actually, he didn't eat. He took it to go. Maybe he was pissed because they gave it to him on a tray, and he asked for it to go bag, and boom.
That's such an inconvenience. Can I share a story with you that happened to me when I was away?
Only if it's about well, you're Hispanic. Go ahead.
She may have been. We went to Frankie Paul and I. I got with my points for La Quinta, which is where people stay when they come to do Wise Guys. I got points. So I got for like somebody points. I got a room for $30. So we split it for $15 one night when we're not working in between North Carolina and West Virginia.
King bed the two of you?
No, it was two doubles. So
but across that on the air.
But across the street, he's such a fucking. from across the street is a place called Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
Twin Peaks is kind of like a Tilted Kilt, Hooters.
It's a restaurant.
Restaurant,
right?
Correct.
It's a restaurant.
I learned that.
All right,
see, Elgin earned.
And you know, a lot of, you know, you, and I'm, one thing I did notice when we got there was like most of the staff, the chicks walking around, they all look lost. Like, I found out the place had just opened 2 or 3 weeks prior, so that explained everybody kind of walking around with this look. And of course, our waitress, you know, like most of them, they come up. They had a stripper feel to it. Like they come up and they're like. They're close. They stand like, oh, hi, you know, so, you know, flirt. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And you're going, okay, I feel like I'm in a strip club. Long story short, good food, by the way. I had a good sandwich. This turkey thing with avocado was awesome. And watched first half of the game on Thursday, our first football game. Mm. And at the end, my bill was like $32. I had a few beers.
That's not too bad.
I had a couple of Modelo's, and I had one of their brewery ones off the and a sandwich. So I get $33. I give the girl $100.
Uh-oh.
My buddy, Frankie, puts it on his credit card. He gets the bill back. They're signing everything like this. I'm sitting there going, where's my fucking change? Finally, after 10 minutes of waiting longer, I'm, hey, where's my change? He goes, oh, I have to get the change from my manager. I'll be right back. I'm like, she goes, do you remember how much your bill was? I go,
no.
What? I go, it was like $33. And she goes, so she comes back and brings me $65 in cash, like 5 minutes later.
Right.
I'm like, what? Where's the fucking bill? You know what I mean? She's like, oh, I'll give you more money. Now, Frankie knows what's going on. He's pissed. Like, fuck that. I wouldn't give her a fucking dime just like that to her face. And I'm like,
right.
I felt like fuck you. What are you fucking hustling? Well, I thought it was a tip. Yeah, I'm going to give you a fucking $67 fucking tip. What are you, crazy? You know what I mean?
This girl thought you were tipping her.
$67. You know, and then Frank says, she's fucking, like, right to her fucking, she's like, oh, I don't understand, you don't have to give me nothing, I give you more money. I go, what the fucking game? What are you, fucking retarded? And I gave her,
Did you look like an ex-stripper, maybe?
Yeah, she had that look. And then, you know, so, like, me a dummy, just I gave her $5, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Yeah, whatever. I got my beers and stuff. So, he's like, I wouldn't have gave her shit. And I'm thinking, man, I hope I got my math right. And of course I did.
But that's crazy.
And that fucking nuts. See, I'm going to give you a $67 fucking tip.
At a fucking restaurant.
Yeah, at a restaurant.
You're going to meet me in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's not like you were rubbing my nuts when I was, you know, eating my turkey.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get a happy ending along with my sandwich.
That's crazy.
How about a little jerky with your turkey?
Yeah.
Maybe if you gave her a 50, but 100, come on.
That's
really ballsy for her.
She's fucking crazy. Hey,
was she hot though?
Yeah, he said she looked like a stripper.
But, well, that doesn't mean
that doesn't mean hot. She was hot.
She wasn't hot. She had a mulatto look, like Hispanic or dark.
Oh, see, sex, Hispanic, you know. And again, you guys are out to fucking cheat us, stealing,
okay,
cheating,
Trump.
Robbing.
Here's another
story. I'm gonna build a fucking wall around myself.
Slow train crosses marathon course, hurts
what?
Finish times.
What happened?
Can you imagine you're in a fucking marathon?
Oh Jesus!
And Allentown, Pennsylvania. We're living here in Allentown.
What a great song.
And they're closing all the factories down. A slow-moving train in Pennsylvania might have brought some runners dreams of a Boston Marathon to a halt.
Oh, no.
Lehigh Valley Health Network's Via Marathon was in full swing on Sunday when a slow train crossed the race course near Allentown.
Oh, Jesus.
Stopping the runners in their tracks. You can imagine all these guys running
in their tracks. Oh, good. I get it. In their tracks.
Runner Charlie Young tells Lehigh Valley News that the race was his last to chance, or his last chance to qualify for the 2007 Boston Marathon. 22-year-old Young says he had...
Wait, for the 2017 okay.
Boston Marathon.
Oh, he'll do it next year.
The 22-year-old says he and over 100 others were held up for about 10 minutes as the train crossed.
Now, do you think they were lying? They said they were held up, or did they actually rip the poster off the bathroom wall?
He missed his qualifying time by 8 minutes.
They were held up. Imagine that. Your buddy gets across the phone. You know, you both, one guy can't
we were
barely,
held up.
Right. Oh, now you get it. Now, one asshole.
Imagine that one guy who's just trying to make it, sees a train come and he can't get across.
Yeah.
It says here that video and photos show some runners scrambling between the slow-moving cars.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, registration for the Boston Marathon started on Monday, opening the first to those who beat their qualifying time by 20 minutes.
I would not, wow, that's bull.
Know what I would have done? Hopped on the train. Ridden it to where the end of the fucking race was, hopped back off and sat there smoking a cigarette, waiting for people going, exactly. What took you so long?
Well, you're on a slow-moving train, so you could probably outrun it.
No.
That's bad. You know, that sucks when you, that happens a lot when I used to do like Starlight Lounge. I'm heading west on Copens. There's always that fucking train right there on Copens and Dixie, which.
Yep.
It's good for you because you stop in a strip joint right there on the corner.
I never go to Quarterbacks.
Oh.
Isn't that place called Quarterbacks Lounge or something?
Yeah, well, now it's
Players Lounge.
Something on the back.
My buddy Bob hooked up with a sister in there.
Oh, really?
And he was a D.
I think it's Foreplay now or something.
Yeah, my buddy.
Does she have a cock?
No, but I remember one time when I had a condo. Well, the first thing I bought was a condo in Townships, in Coconut Creek.
Oh, Jesus!
And
with the glowing water.
He was my roommate. So I had two bedroom condo. So he rented the other room from me. And this is his booty calls. He was, you know, every once in a while he'd go, hey, do you, you know, and he'd hook up late at night. So one time I wake up and I hear something on the patio. It's a pretty big patio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, what the fuck? I look out there, he's banging her doggy style on the tile floor in the patio.
Nice.
I'm like, damn, son. Like, and she's on there. No, you know, I mean, if I had my lady on the tile floor, I'd put down, you know, some pillows or something, you know what I mean, for the knees.
Was it his lady, though?
Well, you know.
Exactly. Cares.
Gives a fuck.
Well, listen.
She didn't give a fuck, apparently, yeah. So who cares?
She didn't give a shit, dude.
Pound her knees into the ground.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Here's a story. New England bride hitchhikes to wedding after limo fails her.
Wait, what happened?
New England bride hitchhikes to wedding after a limo fails her.
She hitchhiked through her wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. In her wedding dress?
That's a good start. Well, you know.
Yeah, that's a sign.
Jesus
In
Christ.
Brookline, New Hampshire, after waiting 11 years to marry her groom, a flat tire wasn't going to stop the determined New Hampshire bride from walking down the aisle on her special day.
I think AAA would have been a good idea.
They could call fucking Uber.
All right.
With her limo rendered inoperable along an infrequently traveled road in Brookline, Angelique Arsenal struck out her thumb and hitchhiked to the wedding venue in nearby Milford on Saturday after banging and blowing two other guys in the truck.
Hey, you gotta get there somehow.
Arsenal says her bridal party just laughed after receiving word of the flat tire from their driver. With confidence fueled by champagne, Arsenal, in her white dress, was able to flag down a passing motorist who gladly helped her get her to the altar, again, after a smoke 'em slow in the front seat.
Right.
About 30 minutes late, she arrived.
Yeah, she had
and
to
by
shower.
The way, she
had to
did
have to shower.
And she did qualify for the Boston Marathon.
Right.
Despite the small hiccup, Arsenal says the rest of the wedding was an amazing, and she now has a story her family will remember forever about blowing two truckers that helped her get to her wedding.
I was going to say, when she gives birth to a little brown baby in about 8 months.
He's like racist today, right?
Did you read about that story?
Today.
That this chick, last week, this girl gives birth, man. This broad gives birth last week to a black baby, married this white guy, okay? 9 months to the day, like they got married, they had the baby, gives birth to a black baby, and said that she was raped in her dreams by a black man, and that's what happened.
Stop it!
Yeah, that was a pretty vivid dream, though.
Yeah,
It seemed real. It was like,
and the husband, they were going to keep the baby, and the husband was going to believe there. Something went down. They're not there. It's such a sick.
This sounds
world.
Like a Maury episode.
What a sick world,
right?
Yeah. Or Jerry Springer or something. Like, right. For real? Is that real?
The blood test came back, and you are the father.
I've seen so many where they show the kids on the screen,
right?
And it's apparently, obviously, not his kids,
right?
And he's believing her story, bullshit, and right. Then Maury comes back, and it takes Maury to tell you that.
Yeah.
Do you not have eyes in your head?
Right. Like, that's the funniest shit ever.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Because well, they want to believe, man, because they have this, because they love that 360-pound broad.
It's, that's exactly, you know what? Yeah. Right. Love you is, know. Makes you blind,
yeah,
I guess.
Definitely
there
does.
Was a story the other day about a 700-pound woman who wants to get up to 1,000 pounds.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see that? Because
she wants to eat herself into being immobile.
Right, because then her boyfriend / husband, he's still going to get married, will be completely
stuck with her.
Well, he'll take such great care of her, and she'll be completely at his mercy, and that their relationship will be so strong.
And he feeds her and cooks for her all day long.
Isn't that you see her? Dude, how fat that
is. Isn't
is.
That a...
That's not even fat at that point. How do you it is that? Unbelievable.
Isn't that like a, isn't that a Rolling Stones song? Under my big fat ass, you're gonna be stuck, not have a life of your own.
Right.
Poor dude. Yeah, listen, everybody makes choices. If he wants to deal with that, let him fucking be that guy.
Yeah.
And then when he's like wiping the shit between her big fat crack, ass crack... You know, he's going to say, wow.
Right.
But that's probably a guy that doesn't have many options. You imagine that guy has options?
You have to see this thing. I mean, like, just Google it.
She yeah. was it's sitting on unreal. His lap, and you couldn't see anything but his head behind her. Like, he looked like a pimple on her shoulder.
No, it looked like that little Muppet that was sitting on Jabba the Hutt's, like, shoulder.
Yeah. Well, she's fatter than Fat Bastard.
She's huge. And I'm not saying that. I mean, like, it's not even fat at that point. And it's not that it's sick or anything. I mean, if that's what she wants to do with her life, everybody has one life.
She'll die, man.
That's what you... Oh, I know. But she's eating, man.
And by the way, she didn't qualify for the Boston Marathon either.
No, or Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although that's pretty comical, seeing how fat that fucker is. Now, can you imagine trying to get her in a shower stall? He's got to just
so hose her down.
Have her in a wheelbarrow. Yeah. Right. It looks like that scene.
What do you mean wheelbarrow? Like there's Stallone no way you can get him up into it.
Looks like Stallone in First Blood.
Yeah.
Right? With the fire hose, you know, and he's pinned to the wall. You know, you got to hose her down like an elephant.
You have to.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to put her in the garage. You got to build a spot in the garage to wheel her into.
The thing is, she can't move. You're going to have to build a fucking shower head above her.
No, they're going to have to sponge bath her the every whole time. No one's going to do it. You're going to have to...
Listen, they just take a roller. They put her deodorant on with a roller.
It's like a fucking paint thing.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Here's another story. Thousands of naked bicyclists swarm city of brotherly love.
Mm.
It's kind of hard riding a bike with no drawers on. In Philadelphia.
See, again, I'd get my testicles caught
you
up in the
sit
spokes.
On your nuts, yeah.
I'd have like the. It would be like when you put the baseball card. All you hear was. That's what you sound like if I did that.
Thousands of bicyclists dare to be bare for the city's annual nude ride promoting positive body image, cycling advocacy, and fuel conservation.
Brought to you by Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Weight Watchers.
The kids have to see
and
this.
And guys
thing.
Who don't mind being naked in front of people seeing their little dicks.
Right.
About 3,000 people gathered Saturday for the 8th annual Philly Naked Bike Ride through the city streets. They were set off from a park near the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
They were set off? Really?
That's what happens in a bike race. You set them off.
Oh, I thought you said get off.
I've never... No, I said set off. You even said set off the first time.
I was trying to work out the joke.
Yeah.
So they get them
work
off
out
in the park.
Jokes in your own
they
time.
Get them off in the park.
They set off from a park near Philadelphia Museum of Art, where Sylvester Stallone ran up the steps in the Rocky movies.
Mm.
The annual ride featured people sporting underwear, body paint, glitter, or nothing at all.
Hmm.
Some riders were concerned about being recognized by their parents or coworkers, and they wore masks.
So they covered their cock.
They covered their cock. Yeah. Right? So not being identified by the archdiocese.
Right.
They figured they'd wear a banana
hammock. I didn't want my priest to see recognize that I covered my cock.
The 12-mile ride.
He recognized my ass.
The 12-mile ride through the city of brotherly love is among many related to the World Naked Bike Ride movement. The riders pedal through the city of brotherly love past popular sports such as Independence Hall and Rittenhouse Square, where crowds cheer them on and throw cold water on them and laugh.
Play ring toss with McDonald's.
Some people fuck with them by running porn on their big iPads.
Right.
Look at this, motherfucker. Can't sit down on my bike anymore.
Right. Now, what about the women?
Lots of riders sprayed or splashed on
no
body paint.
On the bike.
Or let artists led by Matt Diefler or Diefer do it for them.
Dilfer?
Diefer.
Who's that?
Diefer. Diefer said he painted hundreds of them in wildfire visible luminescent paint. Colors including bright yellow, bright orange, and deep blue for the balls.
In the meantime, his cock was all those colors from jerking off after painting.
Yeah, he forgot to wash his hand before he jerked off.
Right.
Now his cock looks like a bag of Skittles.
Right.
Yeah, so hey, it sounds like a fun thing. Maybe someday we'll try it.
Camo.
Right?
Yeah, I'll do it on the bicycle built for two.
Yeah?
Sure.
Why not? Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
You're kidding.
That's it. We got a shorter show nowadays. Keeping it tight, as they say, right? Mm. In the lingo, in the modern day lingo.
Keep it tight.
That's
not,
right. Keep it tight.
Not like that 700 pounder.
Yeah, she ain't keeping that tight. By the way, don't forget Wednesday night, come out to Tavolino's in Coral Springs, Florida. Tavolino Della Notte. It's Wise Guys Comedy Show. I will be your host. I haven't been there in 2 weeks, so I'm going to let loose a bit. And co-headliners, Matt Fernandez and Eric Da Silva of Miami. It's going to be a great show. It's only $10. Call 954-509-0046 or Google Tavolino's and come out and say you heard it on the show. We appreciate it. Aside from that, next week I'm going to be at Visani's in Port Charlotte along with Frankie Paul Thursday through Saturday. Go online to get tickets. It's always a fun room and great place. Now, talk about a good Italian restaurant. I figured out the owner's secret to their Italian sauce.
What is it?
I won't tell you. It's a secret.
Well, San Marzano, on top of San Marzano tomatoes, which they definitely use because they're only quality people there. It's great garlic. It's fresh herbs. The fucking place is one of the greatest Italian restaurants I've ever eaten, and I've eaten.
I was talking about Bassani's, not Tavolino.
Who?
The other place I'm going to be next week.
Oh, that's right, at the Veal Chop. The place that looks like White Castle.
Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Please do and make some comments. We'd love to hear it. Also on our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Our show is at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. Tell us what you liked about today's show, didn't like about it. And you can follow Elgin at...
You can follow me at Elgin David Comic, and also check me out tomorrow night if you have MTV, 10 p.m. I'm going to be on my first episode of Wild and Out.
There you go. It's going to be pretty cool. And, of course, Mr. Peter Leonard, you can follow him.
You can see me on the Food for Thought radio show on Facebook or come to Cabo Flats on Sundays in Delray Marketplace. Hang out from noon to 2. Watch
I'll be there this Sunday.
Are you going to come, dude?
Yeah, I'm in town.
Okay, well, you want to co-host the first or second hour?
Whatever.
Okay, because Elgin did a show with me last week.
Right.
I just got this. Yeah, I got one guest, and that's it. So you'll be on for an hour.
All right, cool.
If you want to.
What's better, the first or second?
I'd probably come for the second hour, huh?
Finish up the second hour?
Yeah, because
then I could
the
go
first...
there and hang out and eat and stuff and have a few drinks. And
absolutely.
Yeah, that's fun.
Right. Oh, yeah, man.
I won't be as unprofessional as him cursing on the radio.
Cursed one time. It's my first time on terrestrial radio, man.
Yeah. I thought, listen, for a first time like that, it was very, very good.
Good job.
I got news for you, and I haven't been on the air legitimately for about a year and a half, and starting that show up like that, just the first week, I've only been doing Sundays for 3 weeks, and it's the first week at the country. Now it's easy not to curse, you know.
We'll see how I do this week. Thanks again for listening, guys, and tomorrow I will have Matt Fernandez and Eric Da Silva here in the studio talking about comedy and where we're all at in the whole game. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot.
And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children.
were not the sun. You're not the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of